The next poem I'd like to read to you is called The Stone, and I'd like to say a word or two about it before I read it. I have my own little theory of evolution, which I imagine things beginning in silence, then the stones appearing out of that silence. And then I imagine the stones at the beginning of mythic time having to make a decision. And the decision is, shall I go on being a stone for eternity, or shall I change into some more complex forms and eventually become a human being? So this poem is spoken by a stone suffering this meditation, whether he should begin this long evolutionary process and eventually become a human being. Now there is a dark shape that the stone perceives somewhere outside of himself. Now I'm not sure, and however you want to take it is fine with me, but it's probably that dark shape is a girl stone, because it's a boy stone speaking. I forgot to mention that. He doesn't know quite what to make of this shape outside of himself, and this is part of his meditation also. The stone. If I could move, if my dark speck could become an eye, my rough edge an ear. If I could smell that dark shape hushed there, if it is there. If I could stretch to touch that stirring shade, if it does stir, if it is there. How can I change? How can the fleck dark of my eye see that dark flecking somewhere out there? Can my ear's rough edge hear the swell of a shape outward, making the space stir so it fills between us with something to hold as a claw can hold? Can I grow a claw? Can I grow a foot to move that claw? Would it take too long, longer than a claw can remain a stone? Are there stones that can stay still? Are there stones with no specks for eyes, no edges for ears? Have they flecked backwards, dwindling to what? Would it hurt to grow a claw? Would a hurt claw hurt what it held? If the dark thing frightened me, I would eat it with a mouth and two claws that could grip. The dark swallowed inside me, would I tighten to a stone? And if I frightened the dark thing, would it eat me? If I cried, don't eat me, would it hear? What would it do? How would I make that cry? How long can a stone remain a stone? Can a stone cry? Can a claw? Can a mouth? I will try. I will try to find you if you were out there. If you were out there, try to find me.